Chapter 23. The appointed celebration times of Yahweh for all who are Israel and are grafted in. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, Concerning the Moadim, the appointed times of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be set apart assemblies, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a set-apart assembly. You shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the Moadim of Yahweh, even set-apart convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Yahweh's Pesach, Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Chag HaMetzot, the appointed celebration time of unleavened bread to Yahweh. 7 days you must eat matzah, unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a set-apart assembly. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day is a set-apart assembly. You shall do no servile work therein. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you become into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest there, then you shall bring a sheaf of the Bikurim, first fruits of your harvest, to the Kohen. And you shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh, to be accepted for you. On the day after the Sabbath, the Kohen shall wave it. And you shall offer that day, when you wave the sheaf, a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering to Yahweh. And the grain offering there shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh for a sweet savour. And the drink offering there shall be of wine, the 1/4 part of a hin. And he shall eat neither lechem, nor parched wheat, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering to your power. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And you shall count to you from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the Omer of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even to the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new grain offering to Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. They are the first fruits to Yahweh. And you shall offer with the lechem 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering to Yahweh, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour to Yahweh. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a transgression offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shalom offerings. And the Kohen shall wave them with the lechem of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yahweh. With the 2 lambs they shall be set apart to Yahweh for the Kohen. You shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a set apart convocation to you. You shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely clean out the corners of your field when you reap. Neither shall you gather any gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them to the poor and to the foreigner. I am Yahweh your power. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the 1st day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of shofarim, trumpets, and mikra kodesh. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be Yom Kippurim. It shall be a Mikra Kodesh to you. And you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is Yom Kippurim, to make Kapporah for you before Yahweh your power. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work in the same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever, throughout your generations, in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a set apart Sabbath. and you shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at even, from even to even, shall you celebrate your Sabbath. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh month shall be Chag, HaSukkot, the appointed celebration time of tabernacles, for 7 days to Yahweh. On the first day shall be Mikra Kodesh, you shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the eighth day shall be a Mikra Kodesh to you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be Mikra Kodesh, to offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering and a grain offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day, beside the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which you give to Yahweh. Also in the 15th day of the same month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a chag, appointed celebration time, to Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. You shall take for yourself on the first day the branches of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the branches of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your power 7 days. And you shall keep it a chag to Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israeli born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. I am Yahweh your power. And Musa declared to the children of Israel the feasts of Yahweh. Please note, these 7 annual feasts are celebrated every year. We celebrate the feasts. We do not give the offerings of the prescribed sacrifices. These are withheld until the third temple will be restored completely to our people in Israel. Please also note that the day begins sunrise and not sunset. This is why this particular Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement, is asked, where God has asked us to do a fast starting on the ninth of the evening. This is the evidence that will show you that our days did not begin at sunset, which is a much later development of history after the destruction of the Second Temple. But our days always began at sunrise, and nothing has changed. So the Saturday Sabbath is sunrise to sunset. End note.